Okay. What I'll be reporting is chikungunya in Tennessee Traveler. So just to let you know, none of these were locally acquired. These are all from travelers. So you're familiar probably with this life cycle of chikungunya virus. And I just want to make the point that the reason we were very concerned about this in our state, and as is Florida, is because humans are the amplification host, and mosquitoes that come in contact with them will pick up the virus. So we wanted to prevent that as much as possible. This is the distribution of mosquitoes in the U.S., and as you can see, Tennessee, we have Aedes albopictus, or the Asian tiger mosquito, which is thought to be a good vector. So we're anticipating that something like this would happen. And in March 2014, we got together with the Tennessee Mosquito and Vector Control Association and had a meeting of public health, academia, people that work with mosquito control. And we had a tabletop exercise where we had a couple of scenarios. One was a traveler in a cruise that returns to Tennessee. Another was if we were to have local transmission, what we would do. And so based on this tabletop exercise, we came up with a preparedness plan of surveillance and response that included a variety of things, information to the general public for vector control, for healthcare providers, information on the outbreak's status globally, information on laboratory testing, recommendations on a phased response, from having no chikungunya at all to having local transmission of chikungunya, case classification, our case report form, FAQs that might come up, and we disseminated this by Tihan of May of 2014. The next week, we got our first case that was told to us by a provider. Not sure if this was because of the Tihan or because of all the media attention that chikungunya was getting. And we issued a press release. We wanted to be very aggressive about this to reduce that possibility of people that are coming back with chikungunya of getting bitten by mosquitoes. And so we hadn't confirmed the case yet, but we issued a press release that we were suspecting a case. A few days later, it was confirmed. We issued another press release about that. We activated our state operation command, had an incident command structure developed, and we held a lot of statewide calls, set a Medscape alert to providers. We also strategized with mosquito control throughout the state on what to do if we did have a case that was locally acquired. Had additional education material to the field that we're getting more and more questions. Our commissioner asked us to initiate home visits, so we were being very aggressive. These are people that were suspected of having chikungunya that hadn't had a positive report yet, but that had these were suspect cases. We had a testing algorithm that was necessary because in the beginning we were sending a lot of our samples to CDC, and then commercial labs came online, and then our state lab came online. So we had to have a decision-making tree for each individual person that we were testing. We had additional educational resources available. We mapped all our data in case we found a locally acquired case. Maybe that was near a travel acquired case. By the end of July, we deactivated our operations command because our cases started to trickle down. This is our epicurve, which is similar to what you saw in Florida, I believe. So a lot of the cases are occurring in June, so about now. So I suspect we're going to see cases about this time, as we did last year. The demographics of the people involved are similar to what was just reported. But the majority were traveled to Haiti for humanitarian purposes. We're a very kind state, and so we do things outside. That might change because there's more cases in other countries, so we might see them in cases more in travelers that go to for vacation, that sort of thing. So I'll stop there.
Thank you.